866-58-WASH. Tired of going out and seeing dirt and grime, and it drives you crazy every time. We'll reduce the stress when we pressure wash for you, and let your home's beauty shine through. If you want the best, you better call Merit. 888-658-WASH. If you want the best, call Merit.
Bet you wash it.
888-658-WASH.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketer's British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Hello, Tampa Bay. We're back here, same bad channel, same bad time.
Same bad advertisements. Here we are.
Now, Brian's running around here somewhere, but eventually he'll be coming in. So, again, thank you for joining us at Tantalk Radio Network. We're here every Wednesday. We have a lot of special guests that come here every Wednesday to talk about some wonderful things. Now, before I begin, I want to make a quick shout-out to Sam's Gyro and Seafood. Walked in, and Brian brought in like a big samples of gyros. I really don't eat gyros that much, but I actually had some today. And it was really, really good. I mentioned to you, I don't know how to eat that much, but I came in hungry today. But they have like, I don't know what it is. It's not dry. It's nice and moist. It's very rare.
Yeah, the fajita. Is it a fajita wrapper? Whatever you do with gyros, but.
Yeah, so it had the traditional meat on it, but they had like the tomato in there, and it had a special sauce in it. But it was actually pretty good. I was really impressed.
I'm tempted to like hold it up to the camera, but I'm sure you can.
Now I'm making a mess. Here I go. But it's a pita. That's what it is. It's a pita bread, right?
It's a pita bread, yeah. And it's really good. It's delicious. They actually have two locations at 4745 22nd Avenue South in St. Petersburg, Florida. And their phone number, they're open between 10 a.m. to 12 a.m. And they open every day. And their number is 727-767-0010. And the other location is at 405 South Missouri Avenue in our good neighborhood here in Clearwater, Florida. And their phone number is 727-754-1999. Again, they're open every day from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And they also do deliveries for special gyro for $5.99. I mean, they're on social media platforms. You can look at my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's a great business, great food. I would not recommend them if their food was nasty, to be honest with you. I'm just honest like that. But it's great. So anyways, we're here today. We have, again, my name is Angel Santiago. I'm here every Wednesday, or try to be. And we also have...
Yep, Vincent Risalvato, AWMLocal.com, adding a little bit of a digital flair to it.
There you go. So, Vincent, tell us, share with us exactly that what you do so for those new listeners, and what exactly do you do on a regular, and what you're doing for this for Brian Cash Claus.
Well, first of all, sign up for our free $100 gift card that we give out every week, LocalSaverClub.com. So definitely do that, LocalSaverClub.com. Everybody needs an extra $100, right? So let's do that. We send them out right after the show, so you can get it real quick if you're in the area. But what we do is we help people to build their businesses. We run a dashboard where merchants log in, and they can opt to choose all sorts of different advertising. What we do is we create basically a digital coupon. So as you all know here, a lot of our listeners get the BCC coupon book at their local convenience stores, gas stations, grocery, wherever they get the coupon books. But we add a digital element to that where we can take that ad and we can digitize it. Whereas a lot of coupon advertising, you know, once that coupon comes in your store and that coupon gets redeemed, you really don't have any kind of way to track back or advertise to that customer again. They call that remarketing, right? That's mm-hmm. where I get the customer, I get them in my database, and now I can remarket to them later and say, hey, remember us, you liked our food, come back later. No. And that's actually a very, very effective method of advertising. So we do that. We help people get digital coupons out, share them on Facebook. And, you know, it's one thing to be going through and see on Facebook, you know, here's an advertisement for, you know, whatever product. It's a different thing when you see it and you say, hey, that's a great product. And look, I'm going to get a discount if I act in the next, you know, 24, 72, however many hours for the coupon. Really gives people a reason to go ahead and use that coupon right away. So awmlocal.com, you can go there and check out that. Give us a call. And we can help you with all your digital advertising needs, SEO, pretty much you name it, digital advertising, build websites. You know what the most important thing, though, from a digital standpoint for a business to have is? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know this, but is what do you think it is?
Well, I mean, I would think that, you know, they don't have to be cutting out inside the coupon, the convenience of having it on your phone,
I guess? For sure. But in terms of property, stuff that you have, like that you build for your company, I mean, you know, if you're a merchant in a strip mall, right, mm-hmm. you need a big sign,
right?
If you're a businessman going to different conferences, right, you hand out your business cards,
right?
A website would be an obvious thing that you need. People don't realize, though, the number one thing that you actually need is a mobile ready website, because a lot of people's websites now, I don't know if you've noticed, but on the new versions Apple, it won't even go to websites that don't have SSL. So we've literally fixed 3 websites in the last 2 weeks of people who, instead of going to their website after getting clicked on Google, it said, sorry, security, don't visit this website.
Yes.
So a mobile-first website is what they call it. And there's this English guy, his name's Chris Cardell. I've been following him and reading a book. And this is, I think it's like number 7 in his list of 77 ways to get more customers. Mm-hmm. And it's the truth, because what do people do? Right, they scan a QR code.
Right,
they're going to see that ad on their phone.
Yes,
if it's not properly formatted and looks good mm-hmm. and gives them the information they need, they're going to go away and they're not going to, you know, they're not going to be able to really, you know, consume your content, especially if it comes to an ugly, you know, screen that looks like a virus.
Right,
then people are never going to come back. No, so mobile first websites, a lot of people don't realize that their old school websites, maybe built just 2, 3, 4 years ago, mm-hmm. aren't as compatible with the newer phones, because every year we're getting new phones. So we help people, you know, upgrade that.
That's awesome. So do you have a development team that actually will set that up for customers to make it mobile friendly, like you said?
Yep, exactly. And,
okay.
Yeah.
I 100% agree with you. I mean, there are a lot of websites out there that use like the Wix and other stuff that are out there. But if it's not mobile friendly, you know, you got to move around your screen a lot. It's very inconvenient. I think having a mobile ready website is
even
easier to navigate.
Even if you use one of those services, people don't realize, even if you use one of those services, mm-hmm. sometimes there's errors on those sites. Mm-hmm. That if you don't correct them, they can hurt your viewership. Like I noticed on your website, mm-hmm. our community first, mm-hmm. Man, it's fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. It all fits. You scroll through, you click the buttons, you get to the content that mm-hmm. you want. That is so, so important.
I'm actually utilizing the mobile ready app as well. I'm actually doing it myself.
Oh, okay, cool.
And that's why you're able to navigate it. And I think it's very important. I mean, you got to practice what you preach, right? So definitely, I think it's very convenient for the end user. And you have to make it easier for the end user to navigate through the sites. 100% agree. agree with you. So for those listeners, if you have a mom and pop shop and you want to get with the times, who do they reach out? What's your phone number again?
AWMLocal.com. AWMLocal.com. Or you can call me, Vince or Silvato, 813-368-1704.
All right. So definitely a great guy to get in contact with, especially if you want to market your business. I'm sure your prices are very reasonable and you work with local.
Oh, yeah. We're all about, making it work for the merchant. Because if we didn't, we really wouldn't have a place. It's a very affordable. A lot of that marketing happens for $150 a month. Mm-hmm. So very affordable, especially for a small business. Barbers. We have a special deal with florists where we have some software that remarkets to people, reminding them of anniversaries, for example.
Wow.
So a lot of our
things are more personalized now.
Yeah, very personalized. Where we've got verticals, where what we're doing is, because a mechanic has a different need, right, to advertise, than a florist. So we're definitely, as we've kind of grown the system, and I've been in business 20 years, sold my last company to Paul Allen, co-founder of Microsoft. So I'm all about, and I do this honestly because it's two great things, right? People want to save money, and companies want to build their businesses. So hey, it's a great market to be in. It's a macro market, right? Everybody.
Absolutely. Now I know you mentioned some really great programs and software to help enhance your marketing. Here we are at the beginning of, now we're in February in 2024. Is there anything that is new in the market that perhaps people are not aware of and how they can market their business as well?
Well, there's a lot of places where people are under-marketing their businesses, right? The web is one.
Okay.
But, you'd be surprised, but people were always talking about SEO and search engine marketing.
Right.
Well, I'm sure you've gone to Google and you see now the top three quarters of the page is nothing but those sponsored ads.
Okay.
If you don't have some Google AdWords, you're basically kind of missing the boat. And, it's unfortunate that Google has turned, at least in my opinion, so far towards the paid advertisements, but it's very important, to get your name out there. The SEOs, making that site compliant on, so that the web crawler can read it, find out what your products are. And then social media people really underestimate. And, part of the system that we have is where the coupons can be locked to this lock so that you can't use the coupon until you share it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing is you're actually making every single person who walks in to your establishment, an influencer. That means when they post, right, they post on their social media, that goes out to all their friends. All their friends see, oh, hey, look, they just got a deal at this, at this restaurant. I agree with the kind of things that person likes because they're my friend,
mm-hmm.
and that influences them to come in. And that's, that's what we're now calling, basically turning your customers into your influencers.
Okay.
And even if they only have 100 or 200 followers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unlike a major influencer like, a Kardashian or something with millions, right? Every single one of those people, if they come in and they do 100, right, that goes out to 100 of their friends, and 5 of their 100 friends go to 100 friends. Now that's 500, right?
Right.
And so it's kind of like they always talk about viral growth. That's kind of what some of our coupons do. We've had people join our system with coupons where they've actually had to say, no, around Christmas time, I'm out of product. That's it. I actually oversold. I even bought extra for it because I was going to do this marketing.
Now, suppose I'm a small business that, I'm starting my business. There's just so many social media platforms that are out there. You got Instagram, you got TikTok. Now the TikTok now is, you have Twitter now.
Snapchat,
the X,
Instagram.
You have so many
Facebook,
of them.
Facebook, there's so many.
So tell me, where is, Facebook has been around forever, right? So how do you, as a business owner, decide where you spend most of your energy in? What do you recommend for someone with so many options and their head is spinning, right? What's your recommendation for someone to start marketing, and what social media platform would you recommend?
So the number one thing to do is actually establish your own social media presence first, right? Because everything's going to build from that. That's the way social media works, right? You start with Facebook, and get yourself some accounts. Get yourself an X account, Get yourself these accounts that are already established. TikTok is perfect, but some of the ones like TikTok, you have to have a little bit of a higher bar for what you're going to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to make a reel, or you got to have these short videos that make sense to get people interested and so forth. Get on YouTube. If you have a company that you can talk about on YouTube, that is a, at least in my experience, that's a huge seller. People see you sit down, they hear you talk about your product, and they hear you pitch it. that is worth everything to you. And if you can do it in an entertaining way that makes that makes that come into the social media and be retweeted and be rebroadcast and reposted, you know, that's like you're not paying for that, right? Mm-hmm. That's free, right? So you're not actually paying. And then the great thing, and I'll plug my system in here too, you can couple those social media things now with a coupon, right? You can put those out, and again, you're still not costing anything, but then you can be strategic about, well, let me go ahead and sponsor my ad now with my coupon. And now it's a lot easier because I have an existing piece of content. You have something that's going to capture your user and give them an incentive to go ahead and sign up and you know, come into your store and use your service. And now you're starting to push it out, and all that helps to grow that social media platform. People don't realize, but sometimes when you pay a little on a social platform, just because it's getting that activity, that sponsorship, mm-hmm. that actually gets the ball rolling. A lot of the YouTube channels, that's exactly what they do, is they actually pay in the beginning to get their social media ball rolling. But number one important thing too is get on as many of your social media platforms as you can. Get your name on there. And it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, a lot of people look at social media, and you know, if it's the owner talking, it's worth gold, right? Because they can sympathize with that person and see that they're a real human being, not some big corporation.
So let me play the devil's advocate over here. We know we have people that are not so tech savvy, right? So what suggest to them or advise them for those folks that have a business, but they're just kind of scared about the technology side of things? And what direction would you tell them, and what type of advice would you give those type of people that are concerned? There's so many social media platforms in there. How do they keep up with all that? So tell me your feedback on that.
Just do it. Honestly, it's
just like the commercial. Just do it.
Get on Google and say, how do I, promote a Facebook ad? Mm-hmm. It's very simple. Everything is completely. If you're not being creative, now we got this ChatGPT thing.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with going on ChatGPT, the AI, and having it, help you to describe your product, because not everybody's creative people, I use it. I'm honest. I use it all the time. The first thing when a client calls and I have to do their onboarding, first thing I do is get on ChatGPT and at least start the creative juices going, right? Okay. Because it comes up with a lot of really good information.
Yep.
Frankly, with better grammar than I ever had.
No, I agree.
And certainly better spelling.
Yeah. And for those folks that don't know what ChatGPT is, it's actually a platform that is for free for the general public. And if you want to write a letter, for example, you could just type in, rewrite, and you write the letter how you want to write it, and it will rewrite it to, I mean, it's just amazing. It's just,
you can actually tell it how you want it rewritten.
Yes. If you want to put emotions in it, if you want to put down, okay, make it sound happy, make it sound like you're excited, it would actually structure that letter to do it exactly how you want it to represent itself. And the wording is phenomenal. I also use ChatGPT because sometimes I feel, hey, it's just an advantage that you, when you do presentation or something like that, you definitely want to stand out, for above the rest, right? And people can look at it as a double-edged sword. I think there's technology always evolving as years go by. And at the end of the day, that's just the future. You got to go right with it. Like, don't go against it. If it is, and right now the ChatGPT will benefit so many different businesses, like what you're talking about.
Yep.
When it comes to your marketing, how you word it, how you do outside marketing, you name it, the list goes on. So it's pretty awesome. Listen, this is a great information. So if you have a business and you have a question, call in. If you have some,
call in here, 727-441-3000, or toll free 1-866-826-1340.
Yeah.
We're tantalk1340.com on the radio.
Absolutely. So any questions that we're talking about that interest you, call in. Don't be afraid, and we'll go over that with you. I also want to do a special shout out to Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services. This is a not-for-profit organization. It's been around since 1969 in Clearwater. They actually have been expanding. There's some things happening in the community that they want to get the word out. For example, they're building over 24 townhouses in the Bel Air Bluffs and MLK here in Clearwater. They're going to start breaking ground sometime in June or July. So if you're a first-time home buyer and you're looking at trying to purchase a home, reach out to them. They're located at 608 North Garden Avenue. Their telephone number is 727-442-4155. And the next question is, well, how can I be able to afford porterhouse nowadays, especially with the market the way it's going. Well, the beautiful part of it is that they actually are connected with different municipalities. So if you're a first-time home buyer, you can get up to $60,000 to $75,000 for your first home. And let me repeat. You can get up to $45,000 to $75,000 for your first home. That's unheard of. They build brand new houses, the average sales price by $350,000. By the time you deduct the $75,000, there are lenders out there. They will pay you up to an additional $13,000 to put towards your mortgage. So that'll bring the mortgage even lower. So you have the potential of buying a brand new house.
I think I must have heard that wrong. You're saying tens of thousands of dollars. Yes. You said 30-something, you said, plus.
Yep.
You can get up, I heard that right.
In the city of St. Pete, you can get to $75,000. Wow. In the city of Clearwater, $45,000 to $60,000. And I believe it's going to up. They're going up a lot of higher this year. In the city of Largo, and if you're thinking, well, I make too much money, well, believe it or not, everything's based on your income. So if you're over like 120 AMI, which is area median income, there's a certain bracket, you can still get up to $15,000 for your buying a home in Largo. I mean, so don't limit yourself. If you're looking at trying to buy a home, it doesn't hurt to reach out to Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services. They will point you in the right direction. If you're not mortgage ready, they have free counselors in-house to help you become mortgage ready. They will go over your credit for free and that, seeing if you can get pre-approved for a mortgage and then give you all this information. So it's a great organization. Not only do they provide or do real estate development, they also provide free counseling, like I mentioned, HUD counselors, but they also provide utility assistance for senior citizens living in the North Greenwood area in the city of Clearwater, which is a wonderful thing. So if you have a grandma or grandfather living in the North Greenwood area, which is zip code, I think is 33755, call in if they're behind in their utility bill. It'd be paid for free, especially if they're in a bump in the road, like if they're on fixed income. I've come across several senior citizens that for some reason the car broke down. I mean, I just had to put four new tires in my car. You know how much it cost me?
Oh, $800.
$1,300. It was Michelin's. So Ooh. It's like $300 for each tire, and I pay for the alignment. Ooh. And then it's like, you know, obviously you can buy cheaper tires, but, you know, you get what you pay for,
hey,
right?
How lucky are we to be able to do that?
Exactly.
A lot of people aren't.
No.
This deal you're talking about sounds like something that would be, you know, an example of our community first. Is that?
Well, Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services is a not-for-profit that we actually have listed on our website.
Exactly. I figured.
And I also work there full-time. Time too. So our community first, I do this after five because I have a passion of helping people and connecting those resources to get the word out. But this is a great platform to let people know about this. We also have foreclosure preventions as far as the Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services. If you have a home and you're struggling and you need help, contact Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services. Their website is tbnhs.org. It's five letters, tbnhs.org, for Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services. Now, to touch a little bit, I think you already touched on a little bit as far as our community first. For those folks that are just listening in and they're not familiar with that, our community first, well, first of all, my name is Angel Santiago. I'm the president and CEO of the organization. I started back in January, and I went to a lot of meetings. Like I remember, I told you that I work for Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services as a full-time, and I noticed as I went up to community meetings, I was in Pasco, Hillsborough, and Pinellas. One thing I found in common is that when I met with different not-for-profit groups, no one knew what they were doing. Everybody was lost. Oh my gosh, so I didn't know you have food over here to help someone who's homeless or to have a free shower or to help somebody who don't have a job or lost their job and get free training or, you know, like, you know, enter, like basically to even start your own business. There's so many wonderful things are out there.
Go to
ourcommunityfirst.com,
yep. And there's a search button. If you put, it's amazing what comes up. I mean, everything from food banks to people who help you, you know, get your car repaired. It's an amazing list. I had not, you know, I actually turned on a friend of mine to it, and I think they're going to get a job through it because they went on there, they were searching. I apologize, I don't have all the details, but the search is amazing. I mean, I'm not sure how many things you have in your database, but it's got to be a lot.
It's a lot. I mean, from adoption to people who are hearing impaired to the people that are handicapped, disabled, to veterans. It has resources for everyone. So I highly encourage you to go on there if you need that help. Also, we have upcoming events on there for the community. By the way, all this is totally free. And in order to keep this free, we have local businesses that actually advertise on my site for free. And we advertise their business. And what they do is they give back to the people that we refer them to, like, you know, providing some sort of discount to whatever they want to give. It's totally up to them. And then we sell membership cards, like $25 or whatever people want to give. And then we encourage those folks to shop with these businesses, like hence the coupon books and all that. So it's like a free advertisement, kind of helps people out, right? So it helps local businesses. It helps people with the economy, the economic development and so on. And definitely helping, you know, people as a whole. But overall, so what's new? Anything else you can think about, what's new, what's going on? And
yeah, well, I got a question for you. Do you have solar on your house?
No, I don't have solar.
You don't have? I had a run in with a solar company because I've heard some negative things, you know, here and there. And my mom actually called me and said, hey, you know, do you want to show up and come talk? You know, I've got this solar company coming out, but they sounded kind of sketchy on the phone, but I want you to, you know, hear it out and suss it out. And so I did. I went up to Zephyr Hills and I sat there and I heard the pitch. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of sketchy, but I'll tell you what I have found out.
What
though,
was sketchy about it?
It was just the financing and everything like it was going to be hard to pay. And then I had a gentleman, his name is Matt Allison, call me for services with our coupons and the coupons that we're doing.
Okay.
And he gave me the lowdown on the real solar industry and how you really can get a great deal on solar. His name is Matt Allison, Advanced Integrated Solar. He's a veteran, in fact.
Awesome.
So you know he's for the country. And he said, really the key to it. It sounds so obvious, but you'd never really would think about it. But it's volume, right? So this gentleman does big solar installations. So because of that buying power that they have, they're able to get a great price on solar installation. Kind of a cool thing, the promotion that he's doing is that you get the solar on your house and you get a free EV charger, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, instead of having to pay for the electricity for your car, literally you drive it in your garage, you plug it into the EV charger, and it charges it up. It's basically free fuel, right?
Mm-hmm.
His phone number is 703-725-8022, and his website is ais.solar. And I'm probably going to go see some installations with him, maybe try and get him to show me some of the work that we're doing, and then we're going to get a coupon up there and start getting that out, because I believe in everything that can be done green. And I know when you know, 20, 30 years ago, when I heard the promise of solar, I realized that, hey, you know, the technology hasn't come along, but now the technology really has. And if you get a good company to get solar on your house, you can save money, save the environment, very little or low cost to the consumer. It's great, and you know, the truth is, protects your house too and your roof, you know, so there's all sorts of good advantages from it. But Matt Allison, Advanced Integrated Solar, 703-725-8022, and again, that's ais.solar.
You know, talking about solars, I remember I did have someone come to my house, and it's funny that when you look up something online, all of a sudden you get tons of calls, and I'm wondering, okay, this is crazy, I'm getting calls. Oh, didn't you sign up for binding interest of, you know, getting solar? Someone actually came to my house, said, what the heck, just come by, I want to see what they have to say. And you know, at first it was like, okay, it's all free, you know, they'll just, you know, they made it sound like it was all free and everything. Okay, fine, it's free for them to talk. But then all of a sudden saying, well, then they get you in the corner and say, well, if you sign here, you know, this is what you can save on your electric bill for so many years. And then
they're projecting, you know, it was years out or whatever. Yeah
it's 2020. Okay, so, you know, I average about maybe $200 a month in utilities, right? So, and I pay on average. So for me to pay for an additional, they wanted to pay like $224 for another 25 years. It doesn't make any sense to me, especially if you're going to sell the house.
Not enough sense. I mean,
it didn't make any sense for me. That's why I kind of
probably
passed it.
Yes, it would be good for the environment, and yes, it would probably save you, you know, money in the long run. But you call Matt though, and he will show you the savings right away.
Right. If it makes sense, do it. If it doesn't make sense, you don't have to do it. So don't feel pressured. And if you feel like, oh, if you sign here, and they start doing these pressure tactics, just say
get
no.
Get multiple quotes.
Yeah.
Get multiple quotes.
I 100% agree. Yep. But then they'll say, look, this deal is only good for 24 hours. Well, you know what? Forget about it.
Never believe that.
Keep it going.
I don't care if it's a car salesman or don't believe any
don't
of that.
Believe no, so don't believe it. So for those senior citizens that are out there, listen to this call. Listen, don't get suckered in. Don't say yes. You can walk away from these deals. Now, if it does make sense, I'm not saying not to do it. Definitely do it. Because if you're spending over $400 a month in utilities and this system can help you pay half that for like 20 years, you know, and that's what you're at, and that's great. But I would say first thing I would do is check your windows. Make sure that, you know, you know, it's like, you know, you could save money for it. But the first thing I would do is make sure you check your windows. Maybe it has to be replaced. Check all the air pockets where the air is coming. As a matter of fact, I believe that Duke Energy or TECO, they do their free assessment to people's houses and see if there's, you know, energy efficiency inspections they do. I'm not 100% sure, but still just kind of call about it so that we end up being taken advantage of. I'm always very, very protective by senior citizens because they're always being taken advantage of. But anyways, great company. It sounds like this guy's very reputable.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely we can
trust
him.
Matt Allison, Advanced Integrated Solar, AIS.Solar, 703-725-8022. He can show you how to save money on your bill and help save the environment. It is not a myth anymore. Solar is a real thing. You know, don't go by some of these guys out there that you know, that have kind of turned people off to it. It's very important to go green. Electricity is the way to go. Battery walls. This guy does huge installations, and we'll get him on the show to talk about his product a little bit, you know, either next week or when we can get him on. But this guy will really show you how to save money and protect your house, protect your family. You know, the power goes out, right? Mm-hmm. What's the first thing that's going to happen? You can have it coming right from the solar, from the batteries where it's been charged. So a lot of great advantages to it. I didn't even realize. Like I said, I was turned off about it. Mm-hmm. Now I'm excited about it because, you know, I'm an electronic technical guy, right? You know, but that interaction I had with the one at my mom's house really made me say, oh, but, you know, don't be like that. The solar is a real thing. The myths are no longer true.
Okay, that's great. So I'm going to do another shout out here. There's an event coming up on Sunday, on February 18th. And it's called Nuestra Reina. Translation is Our Queen, from Hillsboro. Again, it's Nuestra Reina. It's spelled N-U-E-S-T-R-A, Reina, which is R-E-I-N-A. Go support them. They're actually going to invite you to support Nuestra Reina in Hillsboro. It's a scholarship beauty pageant. The event's going to be between 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's going to be at the Regents at 6437 Watson Road, which is in Riverview, Florida, 33578 is the zip code. Go out there, support them. Go online, buy your tickets. They do have VIP tables, so if you're a corporation that want to support a great cause like this one to provide scholarship to the young ladies that are participating in this activity, reach out, go on the website, sponsor a table. You know, it's between $500 to $1,000, depending what you want to give the donation. So that you guys know, this particular pageant, this is the second year they're doing this. And they had a great turnout last year. This year, they're tipping to have at least 600 people at the venue. Great location at the Regents. Beautiful ballroom area. It's classic. It's beautiful. It's very classy. So what happens is, you know, they go out to these neighborhoods and they work with these families that, you know, are not as, you know, affluent as a lot of other people. But they have these young ladies that, you know, that... you know, their families are struggling here and there, but they're taking them out of these type of environment to show them, hey, the world's bigger and much wider than the 4-block radius where you live. And they're exposing them to a lot of type of an experience that probably have never had before, which builds confidence. Because these girls, what they do is as they perform their beauty pageant, but they do other activities to help, you know, garner like more motivation and self-awareness and empowering young ladies so that way they have a better future. The beautiful thing is that the very end, you know, there's about maybe 3 or 4 judges there. They're going to vote, and the winner is going to get up to $3,000 to $5,000 in school scholarships. Not only that, but the winner will also go out in the community, and they would donate their time and volunteer to feed the homeless, to go to different, you know, ribbon cutting ceremonies, and represent the organization for Nuestra Reina, which again, it helps these young ladies, empower them, and a great experience for them. So go again, reach out to Nuestra Reina. There again, it's coming. It's right around the corner, guys. So it's going to be happening soon on Sunday, February 18, 2024, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That's cool. That's cool stuff. You know,
that's very cool.
Yeah, I remember last year I was, you know, I was kind of like the young lady who actually organized this. Her name is Rocio Smith, and she works for Achieva Credit Union. She's the market president. So she told me, hey, couldn't you come to a meeting? And I kind of went. She never told me what it was. And all of a sudden, come to find out, it was a committee organizing this event. So I was like, oh, I got suckered in pretty quick. So anyways, you know, I said, I stuck around. I did as much as I could to help the group, and it was a great success last year. I'm pretty stoked about this event happening again. You know, this is amazing. And again, this year, I believe that I actually sat in a meeting with the city of Clearwater as well. They're doing a Hispanic Heritage Month event coming up in October. More news to come. Last year, we had it at the Crest Lake Park here in Clearwater. The participation was phenomenal. There were over 3,000 people that showed up. So the venue wasn't big enough to house all those people. So come next year, actually this year in October, we're going to have the event at the Coachman Park. Dina Ramos is the president of an organization that they're structuring right now called ANOR, and it's basically bringing a lot of the Hispanic leaders in the community to come in and to organize this event. I'm very supportive of the group. Was with them last year. It was a phenomenal event. Great way to kind of show the diversity in the community in the city of Clearwater. Looking forward for that as well. More news to come as far as the day. I believe it's the 18th of October, if I'm not mistaken. And I think it's on a Sunday. I believe it's from like from 1 to 7, I believe. But I'll give you more information as I get more information about that. Okay, any information on your end you want to talk about?
I don't know. I mean, a PSA. How about a PSA? Because you were talking about the older and elderly community.
Yes.
And, you know, again, being somebody who's in the technology, you know, I have the experience of people calling up and saying, hey, you know, what do I do about these situations? And, you know, the elderly or not, they're, you know, obviously, you know, I'm stereotyping here, of course, but they're not that tech savvy, right? But, you know, it falls on, I think, our generation to educate the elderly and to help them with online security, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just want to throw out there and say, hey, look, there are some great things that you can do to help the elderly. Talk to them about people who call on the phone. Talk to them about not getting upset if someone, you know, gives them some kind of threats on the phone. Never give out your credit card information unless you really know who it is. You know, there's a lot of good steps and a lot of great that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and another thing too is have them have a separate account that maybe they use for e-commerce, you know, online, and say, that's what we've done, you know, with our parents. We've said, hey, look, here's a card to use with, you know, use on the internet. Don't use your other cards. Just use this one, because then that fraud that might happen is limited.
Okay. So we have some more guests that just came in. We actually have, what have a seat? What's up on the air? Okay. I'm gonna switch. You can ask them some questions about what they do. And
sure.
Again, Tampa Bay, thank you for listening in. I'm gonna step out, and we have two more guests coming in that we're gonna be getting more great information on.
There you go.
Okay, and on that note, we're gonna step aside and take a quick break while we reset ourselves. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
All right, and this is your Brian Cash Claus Radio Show Traffic Report, brought to you by Barnett Power Washing. Traffic on 275, both directions. General rush hour traffic leading into and out of Tampa and heading towards I-4. There's also slowdowns on 275 because of road construction going south towards St. Petersburg. There's rush hour traffic backing things up on 19 going north towards Palm Harbor. And there's a little bit of a slowdown on 60 going into and out of Tampa from the Clearwater area. So just be careful there. If you're in Tampa, 616 is your best bet to be able to avoid traffic on 275. With your BCC traffic report, BCC coupon book traffic report, this is Sally. And now, back to more of the Brian Cash Claus radio show.
888-681. Tired of going out and seeing dirt and grime. And it drives you crazy every time. We'll reduce the stress when we pressure wash it for you. And let your home's beauty shine through.
Let it shine through.
If you want the best, you better call Mary. 888-658-WASH. If you want the best, call Mary.
Let you wash it.
888-658-WASH.
Jelly Beans Ice Cream and Treats has the food and desserts that'll make you smile. From burgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, and sandwiches, to ice cream, shakes, sundaes, floats, and ice cream sandwiches. Bring the whole family to 368 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, nearly right across the street from Dunedin Lanes. You can order online at jillybeans.com and follow them on Facebook at jillybeansict. Check out their website for all their weekly specials. You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
All right, we're back. I've got with me Deanna, who just helped us to correct some errors on our websites and did a fantastic job. And also Hope, who has some digital marketing experience and business consulting. And I'm sure you and I had a great conversation last time you were on the phone. We have a lot of similar ideas and similar things that we do. So I'll let you go ahead, Hope.
Yeah. Yes, we did. It was great. Great conversation. So what we do is we're a business consulting and IT services company. We specialize small businesses, basically helping them get online, get increase their customer activity, get more leads. We do that through websites, lead generation, SEO, social media, digital marketing, and just general consulting.
Cool. So do you agree with me and Chris Cardell that one of the major things is mobile-first websites?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes and no. Yes, if you know, it goes back to who is your customer base. If your customer base is, you know, 60 plus, maybe not. Maybe then it's going to be desktop. Most people, by default, we're going to, you know, do a mobile first, absolutely. But it really depends on, you know, like we had a client that they had a lot of disabled Americans, you know, that use their site, you know, site issues. So mobile is just too small for them. So. You know, had we not asked the question, we would have designed it incorrectly. But yes, I agree with you by default.
Well, absolutely. I think responsive, right? I mean, responsive is really where you want to be.
Oh, yeah,
where,
everywhere.
You pull up on that mobile website and the information is, you know, kind of boiled down on a mobile way. And then responsively, when it sees a larger desktop, right, you know, it says, okay, hey, let me expand, give more information and so forth. And that's important, especially for like an interactive app, right?
Right, absolutely, yeah. I mean, everybody, almost all the new websites anymore, the software allows that. So, you know, it's when we see the outdated websites that they're not mobile responsive. And just in layman's terms, all mobile responsive means is that no matter what size device you're on, whether it's cell phone, tablet, laptop, or desktop, it's going to automatically resize for you. You don't have to actually go in and make specific code to do that. Yep. So you want to be able to make sure that all your sites are that way anymore.
Yeah. How frustrated do you get when you go to a website? Because I get, you know, it's a joke in my family. You know, we have kind of an ongoing joke where I just get so frustrated when I get to a website made by a $1 billion company that doesn't work. How do you get frustrated with that? Because I see how much effort and time I put into a website. Right. You know, do you encounter that yourself and be like, oh, come on, I just want to pay my bill?
Actually, I see this opportunity. I'm going to be on the phone with that person. Absolutely. You know, the marketing person in me says, this is great. That's an opportunity for me, because really, when people, just like a, you know, it's like if you have a bad, poorly designed, let's say, brochure or business card, someone's going to judge your business based on that, right? So somebody goes to your website, if it doesn't perform, if it doesn't look good, if it doesn't look like your company, right? If it's not consistent branding, then, you know, that's just not gonna look good. Yep. And sometimes people will just bounce. Because they're going, anymore, they're going to the website for to validate who you are, to get more information. If it looks poor, if it looks bad, if there's spelling mistakes,
I was just about to say, yeah. We got the perfect person here.
Absolutely.
Because
yeah.
I run a public company where people judge me based on, you know, what our stock price is. And, you know, if I have a misspelling on my website or poor grammar or a message that isn't coming through, it's terrible. And I remember the first time we met, you looked at our website and you're like, oh, hey, you know, it's pretty good. And I admit, I was actually surprised you found so few errors, because, you know, we've used tools like ChatGPT, sure, or whatever, and Grammarly to kind of you know, yeah, fix it up. But you found some really great errors that I would have never found.
Yay, me! Well, introduce yourself. Tell everybody, yeah, what you do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my name is Diana Watson. I'm a proofreader, and have been for many years. The thing that I like to see is clean, clear communication that really reaches to others. If you've got errors in anything you write, if you write it with poor grammar, you know, people are not going to completely understand what you're trying to say.
And they're going to judge you poorly. And both consciously and subconsciously, I've noticed from, you know, the 20 years that I've been in business, right, that a bad piece, even if people don't complain about it, because most people don't complain, they'll just go to the next company, right? They're not going to tell you your website is wrong, right? They don't want to do that. But it will make a piece, even a coupon, a digital coupon with a spelling error in it, will lose 80% of its traffic. Even though they know what that piece is saying, they just, it's sloppy to them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, people don't like to be prevented from understanding something.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's really what that adds up to.
It really does.
Yeah. And it comes back to professionalism and teamwork, right? So, I mean, I'm a technical person and my grammar is terrible. My spelling is terrible. So it's important to, you know, it's important to A, acknowledge it, and B, to team up with someone like that. So, you know, we would use someone. So it's good to have a team approach where, you know, if you're doing a website for somebody and you're really good at the tech stuff, that's great. You have graphic artists for the great graphics. You have a great proofreader for the content to make sure that you get the best quality product. And that really is the best outcome.
It is, and I'm going to admit something here on the air in front of everyone in the world that is probably going to make your toes curl, but when I was like 18, right, you know, I was, you know, one of the few people in the tech field. It wasn't like it is now today. Now there's lots and lots of people in the tech field, but I kind of grown up to the smell of solder and the pounding of a teletype, so I've been doing it my whole life, but I was in a place in my life where I was like, hey, I know computers, and I can do this, and I can program that, and I actually refused to up case because it was took too much time for me to hold that shift key to type in, and seriously, I'm like 18, right? And I'm like, my emails are going out to business people with no uppercase, not the first letter, my
that's
I thought punctuation, for me, punctuation at that age was like, oh, let's see how creative I can be with the punctuation. I don't know how much business, looking back on it now, I don't know how much business how much reputation I probably lost. And I don't think, and even in the public company going into it, working very hard to have grammar and punctuation and spelling, we would literally have six not qualified people look at it who all thought, hey, you know, they'd say, hey, I'm good at spelling, I'm good at grammar. We'd have a person look at a press release, six people look at that press release. It would go out on the wire, and then all of a sudden I would get like hit with, you're a bad CEO. I can't believe you're running the company this way. We're shareholders and we deserve more. And really negative, really unbelievably negative stuff. So when I turned to using professionals, that all went away. Because as a human being, we all have our gifts. And you have the gift to go in there and see things. I'm telling you, there was probably 20 people had gone through that website. And you found, what, maybe 10 errors that were... fairly, to me, when I saw it in your notes, it was fairly glaring, right? But, I guess we're just, when you're so close to it, it's hard. And when you're, when you're not a professional, it's hard to see those errors because you're trying to get the message and not critique the material.
Yeah. Right. Now, there is one person of whom I know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, who could always write with no capital letters, but he was a poet.
Yeah.
E. Cummings.
Well, see, she's still chewing on that. Hand to God, I really did. I had this attitude that I was, above using like the English language or something. I don't know, but I wasn't spelling in numbers or anything, but I did. I would just knock out an email. I'd not even care about if I thought somebody could read it. I hit send and moved on and kind of she's dying inside. So are my English teachers. Yeah. But
Diane,
it's the truth.
How does someone get a hold of you if they want proofreading?
Oh, I can be reached dewfutures@gmail.com, or my phone is 727-922-1286.
Give that phone number again for people.
727-922-1286.
When we get off the air, I'm going to look for the domain name greatestproofreaderever.com. So, I probably should have said that on the radio. It's going to be totally taken before I get there, but I'm going to look for that. I'm going to look for that domain name for you because I'm telling you, you did a great job. Thank you very much. We've got more work for you on our other websites, and the coupons will be passing lots of work to you, so we'll be keeping you busy.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And if someone wants to get a hold of me, it's our company is MicroBiz Consulting and Services, and you can go to our website at MicroBiz.com, or you can give us a call at 813-586-1531. And what about you? Do they know how to get a hold of you?
Well, I'm going to tell everybody to go to localsaverclub.com and get every week we give out a $100 gift card, Visa gift card. So don't miss out on that. And awmlocal.com if you're a merchant and you need some advertising for your business. Call Brian, bcccouponbook.com. Get in those coupon books because they're very, very, very effective. I can't wait. This is the first print actually that I've had with Brian, so I'm very excited to get more business from it. And every customer that I've talked to, because now we're in cahoots, then we're like, the three musketeers, right? Now that we're in cahoots, I mean, one of his customers has had a great story about how much more business that they're doing because of those coupon books. They're fantastic. They're a real physical thing people can grab and see those businesses and save money. I mean, who doesn't? I said it before. Who doesn't want to market their business or save money? I mean, it's great. Every dollar, I was told this a long time ago, and it stuck with me. Every dollar you spend is a dollar that will never come back. And that's the truth. If you save a dollar now, $10 in the future, it makes a big difference,
right,
in everyone's life.
Yeah. And he also has the coupon books also on the website. So, even if you don't do paper, you can do it on the website.
All right, I think we're coming to the end here. We got about a minute. All right. So, I'm getting dead air here because I'm not the professional. It's Brian's fault. Yes. Brian's the man.
So this has been the BCC Coupon Book Radio Show. We will tune in same time, same place, same channel next week.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.